This is RSBNB Update, episode 249, recorded Friday, March 26th, 2010. Be my Allner. Hello, everybody. It's me and Mr. Brad 2, Chief Snake, Chief Ekins. I don't know, whatever he wants to be called. You want to be called
Brad
something?
Is good.
Okay, Brad. You want to be called anything different?
Not really.
Okay.
No, unless you can come up with anything on the spot. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of me?
Brad.
Okay, I'm good with that.
A year and a half ago, it would have been Chief Snake.
How boring.
But anyways, yes. And, but your name is Chief Snake on RuneScape, as mine is Shane12088, if you want to look us up.
Chief Snake, underscore, underscore, Snake.
Yeah, they don't allow that anymore to have dual spacing in names.
No, exactly. So, yeah, I'm never going to change my name now.
Anyways. So we had an update come out on Tuesday this week, I believe. Was it Tuesday?
Oh, I don't know.
The 23rd. What day was the 23rd? Tuesday. Tuesday is right.
Tuesday.
Okay. So this update comes out. It's called Fish Flingers. And for the first hour and a half or so, I'm on the computer and I'm reading stuff about it occasionally in and out. You know how that goes when you start just like reading stuff, bouncing between tabs and stuff in Firefox, right? Well, for the first 90 minutes or so, I thought it was called Fish Fingers. Not
the first
fingers.
90 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was fish fingers when I first saw it, but...
anyways.
Yeah, I think it was more like a few seconds.
Okay.
When I realized what it was.
Yeah, the time I noticed it is when I went into the actual page, and you know how on the pages they have it in small caps? When I saw the L, that's when I realized it. But...
Oh, speaking of which... For our show notes, the wiki, Shane made the password this week, Fish Fingers, and I was trying to guess it before he actually gave it to me, and so I was typing in everything to do with fish flingers that I could think of, fishy, fling, and then then he finally tells me that it's Fish Fingers, and it's like, oh, I could have got that. So, you know, if anyone else is ever interested in guessing passwords, it's not actually that difficult. Go for it.
Yes, but please note that we do keep backups of the wiki should somebody stumble upon a password. So, anyways. So this is a distraction and diversion as they classify it, in the same right that familiarization is a distraction and diversion. So what happens is there's this little fisherman and his wife by the fishing guild. I'm sure we all know where the fishing guild is, but... what happens is you talk to him and he talks about this peaceful little island named Isla Angelarine, which is home to...
Anglerine, I would
Anglerine?
Assume. Because...
Okay. Oh, yeah, right. Angler fish. Okay.
Yep.
To which many species of rare fish flock. Okay. So when you see this, you go up to him and he says, yeah, we catch fish here what do you call the things that you used to catch fish with that you have a string on them and you throw them out?
A rod.
Okay, right, the rod. Okay. So basically,
do you have a large rod, Shane?
No, I don't go fishing. So.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yeah. We don't have fishing equipment here. I think the more likely fishing equipment that we'd have would be ice fishing equipment for in the winter.
In that case, it's safe to say I have a much larger rod than you.
Okay, that's good. So how often do you go fishing then?
Every night. No. Continue.
Every night?
No.
But there aren't many lakes around you, are there?
No, but I can fish in the sea if I wish to.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that. Don't catch
or
any
in the
whales.
River. People don't really do that often, but...
Yeah.
Whales? Did you say
whales?
Whales?
Yeah, don't you have whales in the ocean near you?
not up in the North Island, not okay. really. You'd need to go down to Kaikoura. Nice place down there. It's yeah, very touristy. Actually, there was a thing on the news last night, a video that someone took while whale watching, and there were these, I think it was a dolphin and a whale, and you know how whales come up from the water?
And then they blow
Yeah, yeah. One of the whales did that, and then it came up with a dolphin on top of it, and so the dolphin got flipped up in the air. Something like that. It was a really great video. It was on the news.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. That was.
Yeah. That was rather interesting. But anyways, I forget where I was. Oh yes, the rods. You use your rod to catch these fish, right? And then.
Yes.
After you get the rundown of what it is, you have 15 minutes, I believe it is, to go to the different areas of the island, and then around there, depending on what kind of randomness happens. You will catch a different kind of fish based on how you bait the rod, what kind of hook you use, and how many weights you put on it. So with this, like if you say, let's say you use, say, the shrimp and the regular hook with a small weight, you might get, say, something like a cod from the fish, right? But if you were to change the bait and hook, you might get something completely different. And it's sort of random in the way, because you have to kind of guess at first which one is going to give you the best fish, because they're ranked by what's called a rating from 0 to 100%, right? So, for instance, if you have something with that you get caught with, say, a locust, you can swap to a green moth to see if you get anything higher, or a cricket, because they're either the same color or the same shape. So team play would be advisable in this in order to make the most of your time there. Because if you have a team, each person can go out to a different thing, find the 100% one, and then call it out. Then everybody can just rotate after for the remaining time period. So, I don't know. I like this game for the sole reason that it's a new, interesting mechanic to the game, because we haven't seen anything else like this before in terms of adding on to skill in a dynamic fashion by different hook or bait or the weights in this case. So
yeah, that is interesting, because it actually means you have to put some effort, I suppose, into the skill.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what kind of fish you can catch right here. But it's worth noting that you don't get to keep any of the fish. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But is the XP worth it then?
Well, that depends. I got about 15k XP for the 15 minutes I was there, and it was my first try, so I assume later on I could do better than I initially did, so.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. But I got some pictures from it that I'm just going to reference right now. First off, you're at the end of the game, you're presented with a kind of a stealing creation kind of scoreboard, you know, in which you have... the fish caught, your total weight, heaviest fish, awards, and medals, and perfect tackles found. So basically, each time you nail the 100% one, in this case, I got all five. So, yeah, and then there's a scoreboard, top five. I rank second in this game. I don't know how I managed that, but anyways. Then, of course, there's breakdowns of the species summary, which shows actually where they were after. So in this case, there was the drift herring, the king cod, the shallow bass, the yearning trout, the spotted pike, and the curtsy salmon. Those are the six, no, not six, however many types of fish I just nailed off. But you get the point from here. So you basically go around, modify your rod, then catch these fish, and once you get 100%, you can move on to the next one and start finding it out, and there are rewards given for like the biggest fish and heaviest and stuff like that. So, as you can see, that's why I like the game. But now, why I don't like it are the rewards. The fishing XP is okay, but I don't know. Coupled with the fact that the game only lasts for 15 minutes and it starts at fixed intervals of 90 minutes, makes it kind of annoying, because you can't just go there and start a game once you have enough people. You have to wait for that time to start it, much the same way you have to wait for familiarization to start, which I think is a major letdown.
Yeah, not a good thing.
Yeah, so if you like that, then maybe it's a good game for you. Then after that, there's...
So what are the rewards exactly?
Well, there's XP.
I was just... Yeah.
XP.
And there are those fish, tackle boxes.
Yeah, and the tackle boxes. Now, the tackle boxes fish. Are... Yeah, like,
I thought you said you didn't get any of them.
Well, no, none that you like fish in the game, but you can get some after. I think I could have got 9 shark and 14 swordfish for my 15 minutes of work. Not really worth it, but anyways... the tackling boxes, there's beginner, basic, standard, professional, and champions. Of course, they have room for like the gloves that you get from Stealing Creation, like the shark gloves, you know, some of them. Mm-hmm. Total slots for keeping fish, and of course the bait slots. So it's good if you're working with like feathers or something like that. But really, it's just a way to save inventory space, you know. But I really don't see the point in them.
Yeah, it doesn't look that useful. I mean, if you have it in your inventory, does it mean that you can use those things that are stored in it without taking them out?
Yeah, I think so.
Or do you? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Because
sort of like, or is it sort of like with the key ring?
No, it would make sense.
Where you have
in
to take the key off.
It's meant to be used during fishing, so I'd assume that you actually use them as they're in there, because it's just like a box sitting on your side, right?
If it is like that, then that's all right. That's kind of handy, I suppose. But for someone like me, I mean, I prefer to keep all of my tools, just keep a stock of each of them in my bank, and so I would just withdraw them as I need them, rather than just having one of each in box, just so that I've got backups and things.
Yeah. It can store small and big fishing nets, normal fly, oily, barbarian fishing rods, normal barb-tailed sacred clay harpoons, and lobster pots.
It could be interesting for storing those ones like the oily fishing rods that you don't need often, though.
Yeah,
but just to have a...
Another thing with this is if you're at a spot and like, you don't need to switch equipment in that case to like change what you're fishing, you know? So.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyways.
That is an advantage.
Despite the new game mechanics and the little flaws, I'm going to have to give it a 3 based on that. So.
Yeah, I can't really rate it because I haven't played it, but from what you've said, it sounds like, you know, just one of those other ones that's...
Like, it's nice to have, but you're not going
to
completely rely on it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like one that I would play if I was going to be fishing.
Yeah, so.
So, maybe a 2.5, I mean, or even a 2. It doesn't look that fantastic. But again, it's more content. And
If they did remove the 90-minute limit thing, it would easily be a 4 in my books.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, so, we can recommend just go try it out yourself. And that's Fish Flingers, not Fingers, by the Catherby Fishing Guild. I mean, the Fishing Guild. I don't know where Catherby came from, but anyways, yes.
Well, you can go to people in Catherby, can't you? Or if you spend time around Catherby or the Fishing Guild, it says in the news article.
Oh,
but anyway,
okay.
That's basically it.
Anyways, tweaks and fixes this week.
Tweaks and fixes.
Yeah, more like feces this week, actually.
Oh.
Rune Guardian pets from the Rune Mechanics quest will now change color when you use them on any runecrafting altar but Aranya. Okay.
I don't see much purpose in that, but it's kind of cool, I guess. But, you know, a bit like the whips changing color and... Yeah.
Rune Guardian pets are also now able to channel the energies of the 4 elemental altars, air, water, earth, and fire, into infinity robes and change their color too. So this is that guaranteed content poll we had.
Oh, I remember that, right.
Yeah, so that's kind of funny. But
interesting.
If you look at the market for these, you'll see that the prices have gone up since they started changing color.
Yeah, not really much. Surprise there.
Yeah.
I have infinity boots.
Okay.
Something.
But not the robes.
Oh, does it only work with the robes? Oh, hat top and bottom. I see.
They can be changed back by using them on your Rune Guardian pet. Okay, that's good. The number of pets you can store in your player-owned house menagerie has been increased from 10 to 15, but only if you built a mahogany pet feeder.
Good.
Helmet of Trials and Math of Dragith Numb from last week in the player-owned house costume room. This is a good one. After completing Make in History, you can now reobtain your Malin... How do you say that word? Reobtain your...
Mjolnirs.
Mjolnirs?
I don't know. What language is that?
I have no idea.
Mjolnirs. I'm going to look that up.
You can buy a replacement key after completing the quest, which allows you to find another Mjolnir. I don't know. You know, I never went to go find these when the quest actually came out, so I might have to go do that now. Did you do Making History?
I don't think I did.
Oh, you should. It's a good quest.
Making History. In Norse mythology, Mjolnir, that word, pronounced Mjolnir, is the hammer of Thor, a major god associated with thunder in Norse mythology.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not really the hammer of Thor in RuneScape, is it? But
no.
It's probably still the same pronunciation.
Yeah. What did we decide? Mjolnir?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir. Okay. Okay. Okay, you learn something new every day. Finally, now you can use Extreme Herbler Potions in Clan Wars. Providing potions is enabled and Dangerous Option is off.
Why did they not allow those before? That just seems retarded.
I don't know. It seems like they just forgot, you know? Sometimes they forget. But, anyways. Oh, and any players...
Shattered, I didn't understand this one.
Who built the
mean?
Players in their player-owned house will find that they've been removed. As soon as you rebuild the statue in your study, the statue will be rebuilt to its previous state. Yeah, that doesn't make much sense, because I haven't built one yet in my house.
Well, neither have I. I do have one shard, though. I got it from Herblore during the double XP weekend, even though I hardly did any Herblore.
I got my two farming ones and the fishing one.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah.
I need to do some farming.
Yes, me too. We keep saying that every week. We're not setting a good example.
No, we're not, actually. That's pretty bad.
Anyways. Just in the release notes, I want to highlight that if you go to the Calphite Lair lots, once you put your ropes down now, they'll stay forever, so finally. Can't believe how many ropes I've lost down there over the times, at least like 200 or so.
Although it does disappoint me because I made a stockpile of ropes mainly for things like that. So they better not screw over all of the all of those kinds of things.
What you can do...
But it is still really helpful.
What you can do is you can take your ropes and make a noose, you know? And then put it around someone's neck and then make the person jump off like a tree. And then hang them. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that went over well, hanging people, did it?
No, I don't know about that personally, no.
Okay. One more thing. The development blog, clan submissions, some more clan artwork. Okay, it's not that amazing. I think we could have done better. What do you think?
Loading.
There's also a clan interview, clan articles, and some clan facts. Okay. That's nice. Yeah, you know, we should...
That clan artwork looks pretty horrible. they need to look at my guide, how to make a RuneScape clan banner.
Yeah, even that, like the one, like the second one in, it's... I don't know. It just seems a little odd.
It's a pretty old guide. If I were you, I wouldn't use that guide. But it's still better than those ones. So,
which can be found at youtube.com/rcbnbstaff. Wee wee. Okay.
And Jagex needs to start using PNGs. I don't understand this. This is disgusting. All of their JPEG images.
Yeah. Ew. Okay.
They could at least save with higher quality. I mean, it doesn't use that much space.
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with JPEG. The problem is people just don't know how to use it. They put PNG in JPEG, exactly. And that's the problem, so... But anyways, yeah. If you're interested in reading about some of the clans, why not take a peep at that? One of the interesting facts here is they said that some of their unusual clans are the 99 Runecrafting Club, 1 Elite Stealing Creation, and Organization 13, but they don't say what's unusual about them, which is too bad. You know?
Hmm.
Anyways.
You lost me there a bit, but...
Well, no, they just say these clans are unusual, but they don't say why.
Oh.
That's all. Yeah. Anyways. Anything else RuneScape update that we should talk about?
No, that's all, really.
Well, there is a rather interesting clan chat bug. Did you see that one last night that I showed you?
No.
Where people's names appear multiple times?
You didn't show me that.
Oh.
I'm sure that's happened in the past.
Yeah, it did, but it came back this week.
Oh, okay.
For some reason or another. Here we go. Here's the picture. I'm sending it to you. There you go.
What's the bit? MSN crashes? No, I got it. Oh, and more than one person, too.
Yep. And then later on that night when I was
in
there...
And on different worlds.
There was four of one person in there.
So. Wow. That's a pretty bad bug.
And after they leave, the image stays in there.
Oh.
So. Yeah, that is rather humorous, but anyways, we should be moving on to questions now.
I think so.
We got four audio questions from the children, as you put it in the questions topic.
Did I? Oh, right. not to be patronizing or anything. But
Shane,
as we all know,
I've
am
heard
your
you
father.
Referred to...
Huh? What were you going to say?
Don't worry.
Okay.
Shane, I've heard you refer to a clan chat for the podcast. What's the clan chat, and what's an easy way to train to 110 combat from 104. Thanks.
You want to do the training one?
Ooh, training to... But that's the harder one. Training to combat 110 from 104. I'm assuming you're a member. So, that's actually a really good question. It's been a long time since I did combat. I suppose the best way to keep motivated... Probably is just do Slayer.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's what I did, I suppose. And because I'm more of a skiller person, it was a lot easier for me. But if you're not really into Slayer, then I guess you could go do something like, oh, I don't even know.
I don't even know what the good camping monsters are. In members,
that's pretty horrible.
Everybody I know uses Slayer, so.
Yeah. There's not really much point in not using Slayer.
But if you are free to play, the Cockroach Soldiers.
Cockroach Soldiers, I guess.
Yes.
There's nothing else.
Yeah.
What is good for XP?
I don't know. That's why I do Slayer.
Black Demons? They're apparently good for Slayer XP.
Yeah, they are. They are good.
You kind of need to pray against them, so it's not worth doing at all.
Yeah.
But...
One of the good things about Slayer now is it's become so customizable. If you have over, I forget what the last one is,
that's
but you
right.
can now block five tasks instead of four. So that's
that's
definitely nice. And with the higher
of course,
level Slayer
you could always, I'm just interrupting you. You could always use sort of train summoning at the same time. So you could go kill
that too.
Because that is another
big
one.
Yes, that's what you should do if you don't want to do Slayer. That's it. There you go. Yeah, because eventually, at some point, you're going to need the charms.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to at some point. As excruciatingly boring as water fiends are to kill.
Really? Yeah. I didn't find them boring.
Well, maybe not boring, but after you do it for that long.
Okay. And be sure you do familiarization.
I guess that's why I do Slayer, because I can't stand staying at the same place. Continue.
If you're doing the water fiends, do familiarization beforehand.
Yeah.
But
more charms.
Yeah, RSVNB is full of Slayer people, so might as well. I think.
Yeah, and then you can hang out in our clan chat.
Which is?
Now it's your turn.
Oh, bits, bytes, all one word. BITSBYTES. There you go.
Very good, Shane.
Yes, bits, bytes.
Yep.
And you can also go to the forums, which I'm not sure if you know or not, because you're sending an audio question, but that is forums.rsbnb.com, forums.rsbnb.com. I don't know. I just felt like I had to do that. But anyways, yeah.
Shane has overcome his dyslexia. No, I kid.
You know, I almost had to stop myself. I almost screwed up after I spelled forums.
No, that's all right. I can't spell anything. Just, you know, saying it, I have to write it down.
But anyways, yeah. So hope that helps. Hope to see you in there. Next one is from Marco.
Hello, Chief and Shane. I was just wondering, where do you see video games going in the future? Things such as the Project Natal, and how do you think entertainment will change, like TV and movies? Lastly, do you ever grow any like beards or goatees or whatever? Thanks, Marco.
Okay, I'll take the second part of that question first. You can take the first part, because I know nothing about games.
Well, let me do the first part first, because I have something to say on the second part, too.
Righto.
The future, I think, is we're at a point in where things are going to start changing eventually, albeit slowly. I think the first thing we saw in relation to this kind of thing was the Wii, with its interface system like that, but as you say, things like for the Xbox, like Project Natal. Personally, I don't see Natal going anywhere for the Xbox, because the Xbox games aren't something you can kind of immerse yourself in with a full body controller, if you know what I mean, because they're not designed to be like that. They're designed, at least all the current ones, are designed to work with the regular control pad, and two-axis movement, right? So, with that being said, we're probably going to have to wait for a different kind of console to come on to enable that, because the consoles just are too limited in relation to the TV technology. Sure, the Wii is good for motion tracking and stuff, but the games, there's only a few games like that that are good for that. So, I don't know. As I said, we're in changing times, and who knows what's going to come up next. Something might come along that would enable us to actually be truly immersive in a 3D environment, but not likely, but that will come down the road. So, I don't know. I think more than anything right now, Natal is just a big gimmick to try and capitalize on the Wii's success. But anyways, I think that's all I have to say on that.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
To a certain extent. Are you going to play the video?
No.
Play the video. Play the video, please.
Why? What is it?
It's related to the question.
But it's 1 minute and 14 seconds. How about I just put a link to it?
You don't have to play all of it. Just play some of it.
Okay. Hang on. So give us a bit of a rundown of what we're going to hear.
This is an episode from The Big Bang Theory. I think it's episode 13 of season 3, which I watched the other night, so I just thought of it. Basically, Sheldon and Leonard get burgled. And
these two laptops, four external hard drives, our PS2, our PS3, our Xbox 360, our classic Nintendo, our Super Nintendo, our Nintendo 64, and our Wii.
We like games.
Right, games. They took Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 3, Rock Band 2, 3, 9,
The Legend of
Zelda, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Galaxy, Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics.
Okay, that's enough of that. Link will be in the notes for that.
Not that that was really important at all, but just thinking about games.
Yeah. I wonder how many normal people watch that show.
Normal people.
Yeah, normal people.
Oh, you know, Neil watches it. My friend Neil and my friend Louisa.
Okay.
So even girls watch it.
Okay. Just checking.
She watches weird things, though, so you got to watch that girl. Yeah, and her dad likes Star Trek, so
oh,
I suppose.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, got to worry about that.
No, you don't have to worry about that. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Anyways, second part.
What was the second part again?
The beards and goatees.
No, I never grow anything. Which is why that question was so easy to answer and why I wanted to answer it. So.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Marco. What about you, Shane?
You won't even do one for Halloween?
No, not really.
Okay, yeah, same answer. No, I don't. I have a firm belief that people who grow a beard or a goatee and the longer it is are hiding something.
Our new school principal. He seems nice on the outside, but you know.
Okay. Next one is from Starfists.
Hey, Chief and Shane. My question to you, with all the recent recoloring of items and choosing them, my question to you is, if you could choose one item in RuneScape, what would it be and what color would you turn it into? Thanks, keep up the great work. Starfist is out.
I think you missed this question when you were showing me them. Either that or I wasn't paying attention. Probably the latter.
You know, this one is rather interesting because there are items out there like the calves and stuff that are already colored black, brown, and tan. So it wouldn't make sense to have a recolor option on those, but...
Yeah, which is a pity, though, because they are good items.
Yeah.
Sort of recolor.
I think what would be... You have something in mind?
Oh, not really. What about more random event sort of ones?
Yeah, like maybe like different colored lederhosen or something.
Lederhosen, yeah, that was what I was thinking first. Even mime stuff, although that would kind of kill it.
Yeah, but it is the 21st century. You could have a red and white mime instead of a black and white mime.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, red and white would look sort of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about Ringmaster and those various...
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Those sort of ones.
Yeah, the Ringmaster.
The Ringmaster kind of belongs in red, but you could have sort of highlights.
Yeah, like a trim kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, a trim.
Yeah. I don't know.
There would have to be some sort of... You'd have to do something in order to get that ability to trim it.
99 agility.
You can have a different trim because that's what the Big Top Bonanza thing is all about. You have to do agility, ranged, and magic. So you can have a different trim color if you have 99 magic and one for 99 range and one for 99 agility.
Oh, that's good. That's
perfect
a good one.
Chain. I love it, actually. I like that idea. That would be
another
really
thing
cool.
I was thinking of
and then you could actually have multiple trims on there. So that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's good. You should send that in as a suggestion.
Oh, they listen to the show anyway. No. Yeah, we should do.
Another thing that I'd recolor would be the agile top and bottom. Not like totally recolor, but as you say, trim. Another thing I was thinking when I was putting the questions in was, what about having the ability to like draw on your armor or something? Like, you know, you can paint it in the player own house, that's fine, but maybe something a little gives you a little bit more control, you know?
I don't know, that might be a bit too radical. But it's an interesting idea. Because and if it were real, then what's preventing you from doing that? But at the same time, it's kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that you'd like to recolor?
In this other game I used to play, you used to be able to, or they had guilds and things, like clans.
Did you play Guild Wars?
It would be interesting if... No, it wasn't Guild Wars. It would be interesting if you could have sort of patches on your armor, which had your clan symbol on it or something. Because that's what they did in that game.
Oh yeah, so kind of like a patch.
Yeah, essentially, I guess.
Okay.
A gang patch. No.
We had lots of good ideas this week. Yeah, funny you come up with a gang patch, eh? Are you hiding something from me?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't actually use that. And it might be, again, probably too radical for RuneScape.
Anyways, thank you, Starfists. Last question, audio question, is from Asa.
Dear Shane and Brad number two, what do you think Jagex will do with the old tutorial island now that it's completely out of use? With the tutorial system overhaul that has really helped a lot of new players, putting them directly into the game and allowing information to be viewed directly from the engine, what do you think they may do with the empty map space that's there? The buildings are still there, and you can still see them on the world map, but nothing ever happens, and there's no way to actually get to it. What do you think they may do with it? Could it possibly have some kind of connection to the new skill? Could it maybe be a new training area for both new players and old players? What are your thoughts and opinions on what they may do with it, or what you think they should do with it? Thanks for the great show. Sincerely, ExileQ/BrinK.
Okay, so Tutorial Island, what do you think?
Well, we were just talking about this before the show, and I was saying that I think I said this last week, but I still haven't even seen what the new tutorial.
Oh yeah, we did talk about this last week. You should make a new account and go see.
Yeah, I need to make a point of doing that because I can't just keep saying that. Oh, and also, I didn't even know that the tutorial island still existed on the world map, so that's interesting that you should bring that up. But I don't know what kind of plans they would have for it.
Personally,
if they would ever reintroduce it.
I don't think JX has any plans with it right now.
No, I don't think they would. Weren't they saying a while ago that they were having problems updating the world map? even though, I mean, that shouldn't be an excuse for this tutorial island in particular, because it would have taken them this long.
But I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think they were saying that.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. Maybe they're referring to the print version, because the JPEG
version... Oh, it may have been the version, yeah.
Yeah, it's from April last year.
yeah, that'll be right.
Before the map engine update. But... one thing I think they could do, they probably don't have any plans for it right now, but my guess is that it will be used in some sort of quest or something, because if you think about it, there won't be any players going through there now and again, so it makes sense to set up a perfect base of operations, because nobody's going to be there. So, yes.
A quest? I don't know.
No, like kind of like a conspiracy kind of quest or something, you know?
Maybe. I still think... Even that would probably be a bit much. I mean, it's a discontinued sort of thing. Anyway, I don't think they'll be doing anything with in the near future.
My bet is a quest. But anyways, thank you, Asa. If you want to send us an audio question like that, you can send an email to questions@rsbnb.com. Include your file in there. Pretty much any format works. Keep it around 30 seconds in length. And just a note that if you are sending email to that address and it doesn't contain an audio question, it will be deleted, because the text questions get priority to people on the forums who send their questions in there. which, as I said earlier, you heard me spell out the address. Yes. Oh, and just a little sidetrack from earlier. RSBNB currently has 5 level 99 Slayers registered.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
So.
Actually, I was going to say before that, yeah, the number of people who sent audio questions this week is pretty impressive. So thank you to all you guys.
Yeah, we like audio questions. Moving forward, regular questions now. First one, dear Shane and Chief, if you became president or prime minister of your respective countries, what would you do? No, you can't overthrow the government and call yourself ruler for life. Thanks. Magic.
This is your kind of question. Then again, do we want to hear that?
No. Yes, you do.
I suppose so. Go ahead.
You don't have anything to say?
Not really.
No? Okay. Maybe in a few years you will. Anyways, I think first things first would be to relax some of the laws that, in effect, limit free speech in a way that if you're speaking something that you believe in, but it might be offensive to certain groups of people, there should be no reason why you can get arrested for that, in my view. So I would improve free speech laws. Other things I would do is I would decrease the size of the government, lower taxes, and maybe that's about it, I think. Aside from what's happening right now. Yeah, I know this question's going to be boring for most of you out there, but I will answer it since Magic asked it. So you don't have anything yet?
Not really, no.
Okay. Thank you, Magic. Next one, then.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, what is your favorite video game system, excluding Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, and why? Do you have a favorite game for the system of your choice? My pick would be the N64 because of all the awesome games and because I grew up playing it, but as for games, I couldn't just choose one. Thanks, guys, from Kyle3285. Well, excluding the 360 and the PS3, I have a PS2, which is pretty cool. The Wii is pretty good as well. It's all right. If you have lots of people around and lots of Wiimotes.
Yes.
But also, I agree with the Nintendo 64. That was part of my childhood as well. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we had GoldenEye and Mario Kart.
So you were
I didn't playing... play it that much.
Okay,
but,
okay. Just wondering, because these games came out in like 96, 97.
We never actually, yeah, no, of course not. It was like secondhand sort of thing.
Okay, I see. So, did you own one?
And we never actually owned one, no. But
okay,
I know our grandparents borrowed one off some people once, and I don't know what happened to that.
Okay,
and also we had some friends down the road from us who had one, and we used to go see them all the time and play it and stuff. That was pretty cool. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, because I was going to say if you were 4 years old playing GoldenEye, I'd have to wonder.
Oh, no way. Like 10, probably, or more around that age.
Yeah, that's okay. That's an okay age. For me, I'm going to have to go with the N64 as well and say GoldenEye. But if I had to choose a game system based on the intuitiveness of it and being forward-looking, that something that applies it to all the games on it, I'd have to say the iPod Touch iPhone system.
Does that even count?
Yes, it does. Most of the games that are going to be pre-approved for launch of the iPad, and most of the game are games for the iPad stuff. So let's just go with that platform for the most interesting, I think. But for the most interesting in terms of consoles, definitely the Wii.
Yeah, for interesting, yes.
I have 7 Wiimotes in my house right now.
Oh my god. I wish we had that many when we were playing. That'd be so cool.
And four motion plus accessories.
Can you actually play with more than four people, though?
No, the sensor bar can only track four.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a technical limitation.
Yeah.
Not even just the games.
But you could hook all seven up to a computer.
That would be cool.
With Bluetooth. And then get yourself some LED pens and a server and make things that are neat.
Yeah, that might be a bit much for any normal person, I think. But when you finished your experiment, you let us know how that goes, Shane.
Yeah, I'll be taking a video of it, too.
Send me your source. No, I don't even think that'll work.
You know,
since I need all the equipment.
Yeah, technically, yeah, it's going to be open source, I think, because we're using GPL code and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, that's a little sidetrack. I'll talk more about it later. Right. Thank you. That was from Kyle3285. Next up, dear Shane and Chief, I'm getting 90 ranged, and I was wondering what a good monster would be. And also, do you think there should be dragon ranged weapon, dragon crossbow, and bolts? Thanks from Optimaniac. I'm not a ranged person, so you can take this.
Oh, but I'm not really a ranged person either. 92 yeah, range is not a ranged person.
Yes, it is when I have 84. Well,
yeah, but I only got that because I bought it. Because it was easy to get with chins. What a good monster would be. Well, I say do chins, because that's easy.
Yeah, that's
not really very economical, but... Oh, actually, these days, it doesn't even matter. Because chins are so cheap, aren't they? Unless they've gone up.
Let's see. You keep talking about that. I'll look it up.
Open. I don't really know what you can train on. What is there? Fire giants? They were always good. I used to train on them.
Yeah.
Yaks.
But the thing is...
Actually,
oh, yeah, with...
Yaks
are
probably best.
With...
Nice.
Those throwing things. Yes, there you go.
Yeah, yaks. Or even experiments. I don't know how good those are at a high level. But if you're looking to cheap out, then buy lots of throwing knives and go kill yaks. But be warned, it takes forever. If you have a little bit of money, you don't actually need that much, then do chins. Because I think it's only like 20 mil to get to 99.
That's it?
From 90 or something.
Oh, okay.
Although he's looking to get to 90. So it's probably
okay. Less,
it's
far
not
less
that
than
expensive.
That, then.
It is, yeah. It is a lot less than it used to be, I think.
Okay, that's good.
Either that or I just...
Are you just a noob?
But I... Yeah, probably something like that.
One thing you could do is you could do the chain skill training and do hunter at the same time.
You could do that,
but
that'd be inconvenient.
That'd be boring.
And boring, very boring.
The thing that with this is that it's just like the Slayer thing. I don't know anybody who has high range that didn't use Chinchampas, you know? Just like I don't know anybody who has high combat stats that didn't do Slayer, so...
Well... Leighton trained on, my friend in real life, he has 99 range. He trained on, I actually don't even know what he trained on. Experiments, probably, most of the time.
Yeah, he was a peer.
Yes. But that's besides the point. He had no money and he got 99 range. Oh, and he also killed obsidian things.
Oh, yeah, those would be good. I think they've rejiggered the drop tables for those, so you might want to check those out again. So, lots of choices for range. That's good. That's even more than magic or melee, I think. So let's recap. Chinchampas with the thingies and
Chinchampas, if you have money, go kill either the things on Ape Atoll or Chaos Tunnels. Mummies. If you don't have money, then either yaks or experiments, or if you want to make money, then obsidian things, but be warned that that's probably the slowest method.
Yes.
And you don't make that much money. It's just a little inside, sort of. I would assume, anyway.
Dragon-ranged weapons? I don't know, you know, because there's so many other weapons beyond Vroon, it doesn't make sense. Like, dragon weapons aren't as special as they used to be. So I wouldn't be too sad if they didn't. What about you?
No, I wouldn't worry either. They've already got dragon bolts, haven't they?
Arrows I think.
Oh, yeah, just arrows. I was thinking of them. Oh, yeah, arrows. Right.
Just arrows, yeah. And dart tips. And dart tips.
Yes. What about dragonstone bolts? I must be thinking
of that. Yeah, that's what you're thinking of. But yeah. Dart tips and arrowheads from the imp game. Yeah. Thank you, Optimator.
All right.
Next one.
Dear host, Chief... yeah, dear host. Chief Snake, when you first joined the site, what were your first impressions of it and some of the users there? Sincerely, Italy for life. I really can't answer this because I joined the site many, many years ago.
Many, many moons ago.
When I was a wee tyke. And I don't remember what my first impressions were.
Your user ID is number 100.
That it is.
So then we're up at like past 50k now.
Yeah. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. I could tell you some of the people I remember. I specifically remember Jeff, because he was a spammer back then. He was awesome. He just posted on everything. I think Tricky. I always remember Tricky.
Maybe.
Oh, no, he wasn't around. Or I don't think he was.
How come you guys always get rare stuff? LOL, I get useless clues.
Shut up,
worst
Shane.
One ever I got was like
Rocket,
144
Rocket
GP.
2004.
Okay.
There were some other people. Trying to remember their names. I should actually just look at the member list. That'd be easier.
Yeah, and you spelt your name right.
Yes, I did. Who else? We got Pika, of course. How could we forget Pika? Steve, who was a moderator. Wogboycon.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Zach and Lucy. Lucy, yep. Definitely. I haven't had her on MSN for a while. And Derek.
Derek, yeah. I still talk to him sometimes. He was going to come back to RuneScape,
Spider,
but he never did.
Spider with a Y. I remember him somehow. Yeah, that's probably all the ones who stand out to me. Medium Well and What Equals GP.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember half these people you're mentioning, but looking at the user list does bring it back.
Calcium878. Oh, these are a few of those people joined after me, of course, but not that long after. And they're just people I remember.
Okay. No memories of impressions?
Jeff joined quite a bit after me. No, I don't really have any first impressions because I don't remember how I got to the site or anything, or why I even started posting. What compelled me to do such a silly thing?
Yeah, you did have a few breaks in the when you first signed up, but it's good you stuck around. Okay. Next one. You done with that one?
Yep.
What is your best drop and how do you find bosses to be for making money? Also, what do you have to do to be able to be on a B&B update? Many thanks. iSpectral. Ah, bosses suck for making money.
I'm sure he would tell you otherwise, wouldn't he?
I don't know. I don't know his story.
This is Rike the Knight, Rick the
Knight. Oh, Knight. Okay. Rike the Knight. Gotcha. Yeah, I personally have never had much luck with that. So, my last big boss drop was, when did we go that time and we got the Bando's chest plate?
I don't even know. Did I get
that was ages ago.
With you?
Yeah, it was one of your events.
Oh. Shows how much I know. We never even got any hilts, did we? We never ever got a hilt on a boss takedown. So depressing. But we did get... I still remember the first time we ever went to Bandos God Wars.
Yeah.
That was before... Before boss takedown and everything, we got double tassets.
Yeah, and I wasn't there, was I?
And you weren't there.
You want to say why I wasn't there?
That was probably the best ever. Did you die?
Yes.
Yeah. Not overly surprised, Shane.
Yeah, every
we also got a dragon chain from the Kelfite Queen. You can't forget that. I think that was our first trip to Kelfite Queen as well.
I think yeah, I was there were. For that. Then I left to go bike riding. Quit while I was ahead.
Yeah. And I got a video of when we got that chain. So that was pretty impressive for our first time going there as well. And
that's amazing.
At least in Boss Takedown.
That's really amazing, you know,
because
ages ago.
It took you how many trips to
get
one?
Ages ago, Mike and I did Kalfike. We did about 400 plus trips. We only got two chains. So, yeah. As you can see, that's where my deep pessimism on this comes from.
Shane has had a bit of trouble with God Wars bosses, to say the least.
Yeah, every
I've got
time
a few
we...
other things. I got two Sara swords in one trip to Sara before with just a random team. But that's about it, actually. Like, after I got those, and I don't think I've had anything from Sara since, apart from, like, a shard. And same with all the other things. I got a plate skirt from Armadil once. But, you know, I haven't been to any of the bosses in ages. So.
If you want me to die, take me to Zamorak. I haven't been there before, and every time we go to God Wars boss, I always die the first time.
Zamorak is fun, though. I enjoy tanking Zemi.
Okay. Yeah, I died.
But we never got anything from that. Oh, I think we got we've probably got a steam battle staff.
Oh, how fun is that?
We may have even got a Zemirak spear. But,
steam battle staff,
no
160k.
Yeah, it wasn't a very impressive split.
Anyways.
Dragon meds and things.
Oh, yeah. 225k split each.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point was, bosses don't seem to be best for us for making money. If you're a hardcore combat person who actually doesn't mind, you know, joining teams, finding teams, and going to bosses and things like that, and waiting that long, then that's fine for you. Because I've heard of people who make a lot of money from God Wars Dungeon.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It just takes some dedication, so... Yeah,
right. Okay. Be on our RSBNB update episode. You either have to A, win a contest to come on the show, B, become a staff member of the content crew, events crew, newspaper, or global moderators, or C, have some interesting special report you want to share with us about something that would be interesting to the listeners like we did before, back June 2007 or whenever that was with the Bot Wars. So, yeah.
Or be alumni that we have to
yes.
like you.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. Forgot about that one.
If you got fired, then you're screwed.
Yeah, that's a good point because...
That doesn't like, count.
You know, not many people of us have
well,
gone...
Not many people got fired, I would assume.
Yeah, have gone out in a way they have jumped before they were pushed, you know, and... because of that, they technically still have a good record with us, even though, you know, but anyways, yes. That's what you have to do to get on the show, watch for the next contest. I don't know when it will be, because we just had one last month,
yeah, so
didn't
for
we?
The majority of people wait for the contests. And yeah, those contests always roll around, and then not many people ever enter them. So if you do enter them, you generally would have a good chance of being on the show.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid.
And they're random, too, you know, because wasn't it like a few days before we started doing that show, I came up with this idea like in 5 minutes of the Valentine's Day contest?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's something
probably
like that.
Probably, no, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Thank you, Spectral, Wreck the Night. Last one.
How often do you find yourself using bigger words than those around you? First part of the question. And do you ever have moments where you're looking for that perfect adjective to describe something, or a noun representing some concept that may seem abstract to someone else, but you just can't find or remember it? For example, quintessential or quintessence. That is from Kelsey or Rapidash on the forums, and you didn't put her name in the question.
Oops. She's going to kill me for that.
But I still mentioned it, so you're fine.
That's good. You shouldn't have said anything, you know?
You can cut Anyways, it out if you like, but...
No, I'm not doing that.
How often do you find yourself using bigger words than those around you?
It
depends who I'm around, personally, because I have I have many different groups of friends. It's annoying keeping track of them all. Some of them are more intellectual than others.
I take it you're not going to be naming names here.
Shane's laughing because he knows who I'm talking about. Well, there's no point mentioning any names because you're the only person who will get them.
Right, but if they listen, they could be offended.
Could be, I guess.
Anyways,
the only
continue.
Person I know who listens in real life wouldn't be offended because I wouldn't be offending him. But so that's okay.
Any other times?
Not really. Yeah, it's just in certain groups, you know. It just happens.
Okay. You want to take the second part before I take the first?
Shane is writing on MSN. And do you ever have moments where you are looking for that perfect object to describe something? I guess.
I don't know. With that, it's kind of hard because it's not always going to be like. Only time I do that is when I'm right now, not sure what I'm thinking of, or I'm kind of tired on this because I don't know. That's a prime example right there. No.
There you go, children. There I go again, calling people children. You're not children. Unless you are.
The only time I would do that is when there's a multitude of ways to describe something, and one or two doesn't seem right, so I have trouble picking it. That's the only time I have trouble. As for using big words, that tends to happen whenever I'm explaining something theoretical. Or,
to anyone.
Or in relation to my computer science stuff. Yeah. There you go. I'm sure I've used big words a few times with you, right?
A few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Thank you, Kelsey. Shall we move on to tech news?
I think we shall.
Okay. This week there is something called the Pwn to Own contest, in which security researchers like to attack certain browsers and stuff. And this week, Internet Explorer 8 was broken on Windows 7 in 2 minutes. Two people each won $10,000 for this, for breaking into Internet Explorer 8. Yep, that's the idea. It's a contest. So you win money for breaking into the operating system. Windows 7 was first, but the people found ways to disable DEP, data execution prevention, which in effect prevents a program from accessing memory outside of the realm where the program has a set space of defined memory. So let's imagine that a program has a circular chunk of memory. Memory chunks aren't circular, but just assume what DEP does. It prevents the program from maliciously using pointers to jump outside that memory range. And address space layout randomization the way, of course, as it says, the way addresses are randomly placed in memory. But anyways, yes. These are the main security
prime
features.
Prime example of that previous question.
Yeah, see? I know what it perfectly means in my head, but I was just struggling to make it sound right for normal people. But
well,
anyways.
Also, just finding yourself using bigger words than those around you. This is all going through one ear and out the other, but that's okay.
But basically, just imagine it as preventing programs from accessing memory outside of that they're not allowed to, and randomizing where memory is stored in the computer. Just think of those two as that, okay? You with me so far?
Sounds good.
Okay. So they disabled those, and then, of course, after that, there goes the browser. But it should also be noted that with this, I did manage to stay in a sandboxed mode, because what they do is they sandbox the browser so it can't hurt anything, can't write to any files out there, but it still can't read it. So, anyways, yes. Okay. Should also be noted that Firefox, Safari, and the iPhone were also all broken. Google Chrome wasn't touched, so people didn't want to attack it for some reason. So, but it's safe to know that with this, Mozilla will eventually be patching the browser, as they did this week with a major vulnerability, which resulted in Firefox 3.62 coming down the line.
Oh, yeah, I think I got that today.
Oh, yeah. I got that on, like, Tuesday or something, but...
Oh,
well. Anyways. Oh, yeah, note these systems were fully patched versions of Windows 7 running 64-bit, so that's slightly worrying. Yeah. But anyways, so just a little bit of a wake-up
good
call
old
that
Microsoft.
Even... Well, and Apple, too, because even if you're on a Mac, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Safari, iPhone, Firefox, yeah. And Google's new approach to China, we also got, quoting from the Google blog, so earlier today, we stopped censoring our web services, search, news, images on google.cn. Users visiting google.cn are now being redirected to google.com.hk, which is Hong Kong. So they're going to see it. Yeah, they're going to be... People who do that, they'll see a simplified Chinese. I'm not even sure what simplified versus traditional Chinese is. I don't speak it. So, but they say this version is designed for people who are in China, just delivered via Hong Kong. And no censoring. So, yeah, it should be interesting to see what China does now.
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
That'll be interesting. Yes, very.
They also have this page where you can see the services that are censored in mainland China. Currently, as of
quite radical,
today,
though. I mean,
yeah,
it's dangerous for Google, isn't it?
No. They're business. They can do whatever they want.
And yeah, but I mean, China is a major, major market for them, isn't it?
Well. Yeah, it is, but really, do you want to be dealing with kind of regimes that are like that? I know I wouldn't, so.
No, but, you know, it's dangerous, but it could also be revolutionary. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Currently in China, YouTube, Google
it
Sites,
is a very, very bold
and
move,
Blogger
I would say.
Are censored, while Groups, Picasa, and Docs are partially blocked. So, I don't know. I think they're doing a good thing because they even have the backing of the U.S. Department of State.
Hillary yeah, Clinton I think it's a responsible thing as well.
Thing
so, good on
them. Yeah, so. We'll just have to wait and see what Google does. But, you know, I think that if they want to be a world
China
superpower.
Does.
Yeah, that's right, China. If they want. Yeah, Google being a world superpower. China wanted.
They pretty much already are. That's okay.
China wants to be a world superpower. They gotta play by the rules of the developed countries in the OECD and first world nations. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know that the preferred saying is non-OECD or developed nations instead of third world?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if anybody ever says,
again,
oh,
PC.
X and Y is going on and... In the third world nations, oh, you could say, oh, really? They're obviously not an OECD nation then. But that's beside the point. That's just your little lesson.
And then good nerd.
that's right. Oh, did you call me a nerd?
No. That's just what someone would say. Not that
okay.
You aren't a nerd. Not that there's anything wrong with being a nerd. I wouldn't mind, but...
Yeah. What do you class yourself as?
A nerd.
Okay. I
or a
that.
Geek, according to the official nerd Venn diagram. I think I'm
yeah,
a geek.
Yeah, which is the nerd one again? I forget.
The nerd includes social ineptitude.
Ah, right. Right. Got it on Google.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. You want to be a geek, not a nerd.
Intelligence, social ineptitude, and obsession. So yeah, obsession plus intelligence equals geek.
Okay. Right. Where were we? Oh, yes. March skill of the month. Summoning. Dead quiet once again like last week. With a slight bump in XP by Devo.
You need to link to the skill of the month every time because it's annoying bringing
Bryce
it up.
Bryce is still winning. Oh, I thought you'd know that by now.
Even though all I have to do is type in the skill of the month. But I'm slow.
Yeah, so 1 week of that left, give or take. So, yeah, boring.
Oh, well. Go, Rice. I mean, you have to hand it to him, though. That's a lot of XP, 5.4 mil.
But it is the most interesting graph we've ever seen for Skill of the Mind. Because there's this one big jagged jump and then down. On to more pressing matters. You can sign up for the April Skill of the Month, which is
it
fire making.
Like there's been a glitch in it. It's that interesting. Yeah. So, yeah.
Fire making.
Oh.
Sign up at rsbnb.com/SKOTM. I don't know. I have 99.
We have 17 signups so far, which is pretty good.
Oh, how do you see that?
It's been released like 1 or 2 days.
How do you see that?
I have magical powers.
Oh, right. You changed the month number. I forgot. Yeah. I designed this system. Okay. There we go. Yeah.
It doesn't give you a link to it, but you can.
But we got 99 fire making, so I won't be entering.
No, neither will I. I don't think there's any point in doing any more.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that. You can also head over to the forums and vote for your choice of the entertainer in the entertainer competition. Voting has commenced, so please come make your votes count at forums.rsbnb.com. Once again, this is in a global announcement. I don't know. They're fairly good. There are a few I like over the others, but I'm not telling you who I voted for. Because that would be
I will abstain from voting. I still don't see the point in this, but
it's good for site morale.
If you say so.
Yes. Oh, I think it's time that I have a pick for this, because I haven't...
That's good. Just, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I asked you the day before if you have one, so if I don't ask you, that means I have one.
Okay.
Or I've completely forgot, but that hasn't happened yet. The pick is TweetDeck.
Oh, yes.
It's a Twitter client built on Adobe Air. I think it's the most popular one. It's also got a nice color scheme to start out with. So, yeah, check out TweetDeck and install it. What I like about it primarily is that it has autocomplete for friend names. So you just type at, then a first letter, and a second letter, and it will start filling it in. So if I go @BRA, it says Brad C. So I just click that, then it puts it in.
Yay!
Then it's also got multiple accounts, which is good. You can tweet from multiple accounts at the same time, so... yeah, something to check out.
Oh, I see why you're using that. Then that is perfect for you.
Yeah. And it works on Windows, Mac, and Linux. Benefits of Adobe Air.
Air, I suppose. Yep.
Yeah. With that being said, you can follow at RSBNB staff. That's our Twitter account. And I'm not going to say mine because I'm not using it currently. I'm not sure what I'm going to use it for, but I will use it in the future. So... at RSBNB staff and at Brad C. How do you get names like that? Like Brad C and Bradley.
Because
on all
the
sites.
I made it in like 2007 when no one used it. I can get my user ID. I can pull that up for you.
Oh, how do you pull that up?
I think. It's to do with the API.
Okay.
I think I can find it somehow, but I can't remember. Oh, or you can just go to your user page and then look at the RSS feed ID. I think that's the same ID.
Okay.
724083. Whereas something like
RSVNB staff.
RSVNB staff, yes.
Is
396-23361.
There you go.
A considerably larger number.
Yes.
And that is how I got BradC.
Okay. So check us out on there, and more importantly, check TweetDeck out. So, what have you been doing this week?
Homework, mostly. It's been, it's been such a busy week with school and everything. But this week, next week, is my last week for the term, fortunately.
Oh, I thought you were going to say last week for the year.
Why would it be for the year?
I don't know.
Okay, Shane.
Yeah,
just because you have a huge break coming up.
Yeah, this is a pattern I've observed with you for the past 2 years. It's called crunch time. At the end of every term, you start getting really busy.
Yeah, I guess so.
I observe patterns and I see things like that.
But I'm sure it's been so much worse this term, this year, than last year.
You think?
I'm absolutely sure. I didn't take the entire week doing homework last year, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Or an entirety of 2 or even 3 weeks. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think you did.
2 weeks.
I think you
did. No, not that long. My art was pretty bad back then, but this is daunting.
But manageable. But manageable.
It is not manageable. It's difficult.
Well,
I needed to do more mathematical subjects. That would have made life so much easier.
I know what you mean. That's probably why I think it's so
more
easy.
More boring, but easier.
Because I haven't had the full load of having to do all boring, monotonous things for a good 4 years now. So they've all been things I've been interested in. So, but anyways, yes. So you've been busy punching away at a big punch card operating a 64-story mainframe, right?
Yes.
Okay. As for me, strangely, I did get 86 fishing. That's all I've done on RuneScape.
Well done.
Got 86 fishing and some farming, herb farming runs. Yeah, that was.
Are you going to have 99 by the time? Oh no. Yeah, I don't know. Are you going to have 99 fishing, say, by the middle of the year?
Yes. Yes, I'm gonna. That's one of the things I'm going to sit back and look at the game plan, see when I switch to the faster fish. When I switch to the faster fish. Because, I'm doing monkfish right now, which was ideally going to be for profit to make a whole bunch of money on that. But the question is, do I really want to take that long?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple of months already, hasn't it?
Two.
Yeah, exactly, a couple.
Yeah. But I haven't been the best at it, so. Yeah.
Help to it.
Aside from that, I've been just programming in C++ quite extensively. Working on that thing I mentioned earlier with the application front end for the Wiimotes thing, the drawing thing. So that's good fun, especially when you realize that there's a layout manager that isn't included by default, but it's included as an example. So you spend a day trying to lay out your window, and then the next day, 15 minutes. I got it laid out the way I want. So, yes. I think that's it. Unless there's anything else that I forgot.
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Well, with that being said, it's been RSBNB Update 249.
Pretty chunky show this week.
Both see you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.